Day 19, March 8th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 84 and was written by the Reverend Dr. Graham Wilson, Class of 2018. Nostalgia isn't what it used to be. This famous aphorism, often wrongly attributed to Yogi Berra, reminds us that our warm, fuzzy memories of past times may not have always been matched by the reality. Our nostalgic memories generally tend towards the pleasant and comfortable, locating us in happier and more congenial times, while perhaps glossing over unhappier times. Nostalgia creates an aching longing inside us for better times with fondly remembered loved ones, gatherings, holidays, special occasions. The word nostalgia itself comes from the Greek nostos, return home or homecoming, and algos, pain or suffering. So nostalgia is literally a painful longing to return home, or more simply, a homesickness. Psalm 84 has a strong sense of nostalgia, a deep longing to return home to Zion, to the Jerusalem temple where the presence of the Lord can be experienced. How lovely is thy dwelling place! My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. The yearning and anticipation of a return to that holy place are deeply felt. Home is where the heart is. The strong magnetic pull towards home reminds me of the house martins, part of the swallow family. Every spring, year after year, these birds returned to their nests under the eaves of the manse of my first congregation in the west of Scotland, having journeyed over 5,000 miles from sub-Saharan Africa to get there. For reasons that still remain a mystery to wildlife experts, house martins will travel these vast distances to return to the exact same nest, year after year, to lay their young. Verse 3. The magnetic pull to return home, to nest, is powerful. As we journey through Lent, we are reminded of Jesus' powerful longing to return to Jerusalem, to fulfill his calling and his destiny. A form of deep nostalgia, perhaps, but not a nostalgia for playing it safe, a longing for things to be made right. May we too know that sense of longing for things to be made right, a longing for justice and peace to be restored in the troubled areas of our world, and a longing for peace in our lives. May we have a healthy nostalgia for what should be. Today's prayer. Lord, as even the sparrow finds a home, may we find a home in your welcoming and protective care. Fill us with a sense of nostalgia, not for things to remain the same, but that we might ache for the world to return to the state of peace that you wish for it. Amen.